Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Lots of stuff to talk about here today on the program. Linda McMahon tapped by Donald Trump. She'll be the Small Business Administration. We'll talk about that here on the show today. We have Linda McMahon. We have WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump. It's amazing. We've also got a lot of television to talk about here today. SmackDown, NXT, 205 Live, the Lucha Underground Show, and a lot more. If you've got comments on any of that, you're welcome to contact us here today. You can always give us a call. You can tweet us. I'm at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Sempervivi. And Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more today. Dave Meltzer is going to be joining us in the second segment of the program. We talk about all of the latest news in the new edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, which is available exclusively for subscribers. It includes this week stories on all of the big shows this past weekend, because it is December. And it is pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, and that means there are shows every single weekend, including this coming weekend, two UFC shows. Max Holloway, Anthony Pettis for the interim title, even though we already have a 145-pound champion. That is coming up this Saturday. There's also a UFC show on Friday night. Last weekend, of course, the Ring of Honor show, which we didn't talk about a whole lot here on this program, but we got a ton of feedback about the Ring of Honor show. We could talk about that. Anything that is on your mind, give us a call here today. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. You want to contact us here today, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. Give us a call. Got a lot to talk about. SmackDown, 205 Live, NXT, Lucha Underground. And this, President-elect Donald Trump has chosen Linda McMahon for a role in his administration. Trump's transition team confirmed on Wednesday they have tapped McMahon to head the country's Small Business Administration. Our small businesses are the largest source of job creation in our country, McMahon said. I am honored to join the incredibly impressive economic team that President-elect Trump has assembled to ensure that we promote our country's small businesses and help them grow and thrive. The Donald said, Linda has a tremendous background, widely recognized as one of the country's top female executives advising businesses around the globe. She helped grow WWE from a modest 13-person operation to a publicly traded global enterprise with more than 800 employees and independent contractors, note that, in offices worldwide. So there you go, Linda McMahon. She's not the ambassador to Zimbabwe, or whatever Mike expected.
Hey, I was the Ireland. I thought could be an option, but you know, I don't. Vince, I know, wouldn't like that. They tossed her name initially. I guess got tossed around for commerce, which really didn't make any sense at all. There are people that would look at this decision and say this one doesn't make any sense. I tend to disagree a little bit. I'm not going to say that the $6 million and the longtime relationship that the McMahon family has with Donald Trump didn't play any part in this. But I will say that...
Of course it didn't. She's the best person for the job, Mike.
That's how politics works.
What do you think this is?
That's how politics
works. There's no favoritism.
Business, life, it's all of those things. It's such a fair world out there. 50-50 booking.
Do not denigrate the co-founder of... the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, or Capital Sports.
Yes, the co-founder of that company, which is amazing, but that's more of a media issue and a fact-checking issue that people need to work on. But the thing with a lot of these positions, the heads of departments, you know, they're not all created equal. You know, the Secretary of State is not going to have going to have a little bit more sway than the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and the Small Business Administration kind of fits into that. It has not been a cabinet position for all that long. It's been bandied about for a long time as far as should it even be one or should it be folded back under one of the other departments, including commerce. But she doesn't exactly have to be an expert in every single part of what goes into the SBA, but what she does need to do is have connections to work, be able to work well with the president, and to be able to get out there and hustle deals and work with banks and work with people as far as coordinating and a lot of PR. And for that, she's going to be very good. I think, or she at least has the possibility of being very good. Again, this isn't a national security pick or anything like that where we'd have to fear about, oh, my God, how can a McMahon sink the country or anything like that? This is a job that she'll be in where I'm not trying to pass it off as being weak or anything like that, but there's a lot of glad-handing. It is a lot of public speaking. It is a lot of conferences. It is a lot of giving presentations to companies on how they can get loans, what they can do, things like that. So, again, I think there's people that are probably smirking at this, but as wrestling fans may or may not notice, there has not been a lot of pushback today from the media or from anybody else really over this pick, other than people give the wink and the nod because she gave, you know, $6.5 million. And for a guy that said he was going to drain the swamp and outside interests and all that sort of stuff, you know, people do get a little bit of a chuckle out of that. But, you know, whether that's right or not, that's how politics works. So I'm willing to give her a shot. I think obviously they're willing to give her the shot. So I don't think it's really any big deal at the end of the day, except for the fact that Vince McMahon now has the possibility of going to state dinners. And I have a feeling that the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where a lot of the fun jokes take place, could be aimed right at him.
I think that there's other reasons why they're not all over this pick here today. There are other picks that Donald has made that are far more controversial than this that everybody's talking about here today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's going to be people that bring up, now she's going to be passed. I mean, unless something bizarre comes up, you know, the Republican-led these hearings, and she's going to go through. This isn't something that I don't think the Democrats or anybody who's really anti-Donald pick is going to want to, you know, attach their horse to. But there could be, I guess, some people saying, you know, why do you deserve to be there or something like that? I guess people could call out the independent contractor issue if they really wanted to. If you're going to have something to try to shoot out there and hit her with, that, and I guess the donations, but it's not like she doesn't have enough work, I wouldn't think, to be able to sit up there and at least make her case with the pre-done speeches that they tend to have at these hearings.
Person here says, Brian thinking that the crowd cheering for the participation award being legitimate approval for the concept is consistently hilarious. Shows he's completely disconnected from reality.
Out
he thinks it means
guy.
Anything to a young watcher besides being patronizing. You. Give me a break.
Hey, listen, oh, by the way.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Dean Ambrose tipped over a ladder on, I'm sorry, James Ellsworth tipped over a ladder on Dean Ambrose. And James Ellsworth came out and he was booed. Where's the heel fans there? Huh? Where are they? Where are the heel fans for Dean Ambrose here?
See, you're just going to pluck on this. I think what's more important is the poll we had from yesterday.
Did you see the look on Miz and Dean Ambrose's face when the crowd was chanting, "You deserve it," and cheering?
Yes, I brought that up yesterday.
Award? Did you see their I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to this person.
Oh,
did you see their face? They were shocked by this. So listen, obviously there was a degree of ha-ha from the fans, but they were into this participation award. I think that Miz is going to be a huge babyface if he keeps giving them out.
I think he's a huge babyface now anyway to everybody but you.
What are you talking about?
Hate that guy.
I swear I'm going to fire you, Mike. If I have to hear this again... There's no hater. Listen, he's a bad, I shouldn't say he's a bad wrestler, but
he's much better than he was when he started, given that.
Miz was extremely entertaining on the show, handing out that participation award.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously, do I have to say this on every show to you? I like the Miz. I like the Miz out of the ring. But don't even sit here. I'm already sweating right now. Don't even sit here and
take
tell
your shirt off like Lawler.
That main event with Miz and Dean Ambrose wasn't the epitome of WWE soft style. That was a soft style battle. They were in slow motion. They were so light in that. I mean, give me a break. That match was so lame.
That's why Miz is going to be here to give you joy forever because he works that style. And your heroes like Daniel Bryan, who keep trying to screw over the Miz, are sitting there on the sideline. So we should all hail the soft style of Miz and definitely the soft style of Maurice.
This goofy, bored deal about Miz being so great and awesome in the ring. Give me a break. He's molasses. Should be the champion of him and Dean Ambrose both. They were so slow in that ring. I couldn't even believe it. Miz can't even do a figure four again. I guess now we're going to go back to, well, that's part of his heat. He executes his move poorly. Oh, yeah? Yeah, this is something else here.
You're just upset that it's going to snow up there on you.
No, it's not.
You're just all cold and
upset. Nope, it's not. It's not snowing here.
Did you get scared
last
week?
It's going to warm up before the snow comes now. That's the latest.
There was snow in Hawaii last week.
Yeah, on the top of a mountain.
Still, though. Come on, man. Hey, do the poll, because I need to know this. After this week, I need to know who the people think is worse, if it's Saxton or if it's Otunga.
I'll think about it. Let's get Dave on the line here. All back right. In a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Meltzer is joining us here today, talking some stories from the new issue of the Wrestling Observer newsletter and some stories that just broke, in fact. I guess Dana White on ESPN just said Conor McGregor is going to be on Game of Thrones this upcoming season. Is that why he's out till the summer?
That we had that that's been out for several days now. But I don't think that he's going to do an episode of Game of Thrones. Yeah, I mean, that's been out for a while.
It says an upcoming season. I guess we'll find out if there's going to be more than just one episode.
Look, in HBO, those types of shows, a season for you could last only one episode. They'll kill you quick.
Let's talk about some of the stories here in this new Observer. Tell us a little bit about the whole situation with New Japan, Noah, Minoru Suzuki, the whole year plus of booking that now appears to be
2 years.
All out the window.
Well, yeah, the Noah ended up being, New Japan was funding Noah. They sent a lot of their talent there. Suzuki, Jada was sent to be the booker. They ran the Noah versus Suzuki Gun angle for 2 years, and just recently Noah was sold, and New Japan claimed that they had no knowledge of the sale, even though they were helping fund the company and kind of thought that was behind their back. So New Japan basically said that they were going to pull their guys, and they did it a very professional way and said, we're going to pull our guys after the end of the tour. You have till the end of the tour. You can do whatever you need to do storyline-wise. So they set up the big Loser Leave Town match with Nakajima and Suzuki, where if Nakajima won, Suzuki-gun would leave, and Nakajima won. And then they did their angle to get Sugiura, who was in Suzuki-gun, away from Suzuki-gun. So he's staying with Noah since he's not a New Japan guy. So they basically tied up all their loose ends, and now everything's different. And now Noah's going to have to set up all new angles.
Well, here's the question. Noah's struggling, and they did all of this over the course of 2 years. And as you noted in The Observer, there was so much heat at one point that there was a riot.
Yeah, they had that riot at Corican Hall, yeah.
Okay, but they did not turn business around.
No, business. In fact, maybe business even got worse. I was stunned at how they didn't even sell out the show this last week with the Loser Leave Town match.
So why?
So the angle wasn't hot anymore.
But I mean, if it's hot enough to cause a riot, I mean, there's... What didn't click about it? Is it just the fact that it's not the number one promotion in the country?
Two years is a long time for the same angle, and maybe the Noah fans never liked the angle, okay? The idea was that they were going to bring in New Japan fans and new fans, and that never really happened. I remember from the very beginning the Noah fans complained about the angle. They never liked it. So they didn't bring in new fans, so in the end... I don't think they were better off with the angle. Maybe they would have gone down more without the angle. It's impossible to really say. But, but the angle was no roaring success, you know, even though...
Well, yeah, I guess that's the question because...
great matches from time to time.
2 years is a long time, but it can go up and then go down. And it never went up, so...
Not substantially. There may have been some successes at certain points. Early on, I thought that it was like a really good angle. But it was not as successful as I was like, you know, I remember like all through the angle, I kept thinking like, it's just really not clicking. I mean, like every now and then they would get a sellout, but, you know, it was most of the time that they're still going running around in front of 200-300 people. So it wasn't that successful.
Yeah, on paper, it seemed to be great. It just, especially as it went along, it just went forever. It did go on way too long.
It was interesting because, you know, the booking was traditional booking, very much like the NWO where, at first, Suzuki-gun won all the titles, won all the matches. Suzuki himself went undefeated for, like, you know, almost a year. So it was like that the whole thing of putting the other guys over strong, and that's what the Noah fans didn't like about the angle. But, you know, it's like, for whatever reason, that aspect, I mean, that's kind of like how I would have done it too, but it didn't work. You know, I think that the whole idea was the Noah fans didn't like their guys being secondary to the imports coming in. And it's the same. It was actually the same as WCW fans, but for whatever reason, when WCW did the NWO angle, it did get way, way more popular at first before it, you know, got bad. And with them, it never got that popular, and it never got quite that bad as it did in WCW either on the other end, but it didn't get good. So
no, but there was the second loss by Marufuji where it was just like it seemed to be a symbolic end, and like the rest of the era went out of a lot of older Noah fans. That's what it felt like at least. But New Japan,
it may have been too much, and then when it came time for the comeuppances, which they did get, maybe it was too late.
What does this lead now to for New Japan? Because obviously
really
we get the benefit of of Suzuki, and we get the benefit of like Archer and Davey Boy, you know, obviously if they resign in January, but it does lead to a logjam of your Llanos, your Desperado, this and that. What are you going to do now with all those guys?
Yeah, and Desperado, I'm presuming that Desperado and Llano are going to be gone.
Yeah, so it's like you're now you got a bunch of those guys, and you already have some things in New Japan where it can feel a little bit stagnant. Do you now pimp out Nagata and those guys to other companies to try to give them time, or what do you try to do here?
I don't know. I don't know that they, you know, because now if New Japan takes these guys back, they've got way too many guys. They already have too many guys for one show a night. I mean, that's why they have all those tag matches. On paper, this actually looked like it was a pretty good thing because the guys that New Japan was sending over there were guys that were going to do nothing in New Japan, but they were still good enough. You know, and the same thing over the years. And maybe they still will have relationships with them, and I don't know. But it may not be that soon because, yeah, I mean, there's guys like Nagata and Kojima and people like that that really can't main event for New Japan anymore. But if they went to another company, they could go out there and have great matches and main event and be valuable. So I don't know what's going to happen in 2017.
Well, this is going to make some people mad, but it's just the news. So that Lucha Underground show with Pentagon destroying three women, breaking two of their arms, 74,000 viewers for the first run.
Yeah, that was a bad rating.
Is that the lowest ever?
No. I mean, when they started, they were getting like 20,000 viewers. I mean, they built it up from 20 to like, you know, in the one, you know, I'd say a good rating now would be like 135. And I mean, Aztec Warfare got about roughly in that range, and that was the biggest one of the season. But yeah, this was way down. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why it could be, but I think it was just the fact that it was three unfamiliar women. You know, I mean, they're awesome. You know, then the last match with Pentagon and Io Shirai was fantastic. But if as far as just moves go, it was fantastic. I mean, if you're looking for believability, you know, with a guy, you know, facing a 5'1", you know, woman who's a fantastic worker, but physically it looks ridiculous. You know, if you look past that physically looked ridiculous, it was an incredible performance. But people don't know who she is, so it doesn't. You know, it's not like people watch TV shows for great matches or work rate. They watch TV shows for whatever it is. You know, for familiarity is a lot of it, and just and there's no familiarity with those women.
So what is the latest on the potential season four?
There's nothing going on. They're talking about filming in the spring. It's not been greenlit yet. So right now, it's on hold. We don't know.
Now, with this third season, is it by the time they're done, they've got 100 episodes in the can?
I think they'll have 100 episodes in the can by the end of the season, yeah. Which is enough, in theory, in the television business that you can start, you know, that you could shop it around and stuff like that. But you still could always shop it around, you know. I mean, it's, I don't know.
It around now with the iTunes thing. I guess, yeah, I guess you can get proper syndication and things that way. But, I mean, shouldn't they be really looking at a Spanish market more?
I wonder what kind of shelf life. You know, like some shows are really good in syndication, and some shows that may be higher rated. And this one wasn't even a higher rated show. But some shows don't syndicate well. And I don't know how well, like, this show will syndicate. I don't know. It's uncharted waters. Old wrestling shows have never syndicated well.
David, can I just throw this? I'm sorry, Brian. Just because I saw it last night. Speaking of syndicated wrestling shows, the Cauliflower Alley Club is going to have a celebration of Glow, I guess, which seemed to be. I don't know. I was surprised, but is there any reason for that, or is it just kind of a tip of the hat kind of thing of a thing?
What does that mean? What does that mean? They're going to have a celebration of Glow.
Well, they're not being like inducted in the Hall of Fame or anything like that, but I guess they're going to be specially, you know, presented, I guess, at the next honors.
That's good. Well, they a couple of years ago, you know, a lot of the women, they've sort of had like a reunion at the Cauliflower Alley. So they're regulars, and they'd like to, you know, if you wrestled for a while and you come to the banquets regularly, you know, they usually get around to honoring you at some point. So I think that's probably what it is. Instead of doing it individually, maybe they're doing them as a group because they come as a group. It's kind of like that's you know, they filmed the show in Vegas anyway, so it's kind of like they're reunion and you know, they did that doc that was really good, by the way.
Oh yeah, that was good.
You saw the doc, didn't you, Mike?
Yes, I did. Yeah, that was actually awesome.
Yeah, it was really good documentary. I would recommend that to people if they've never seen the kind of like the Looking Back at Glow Doc documentary, yeah.
What else do we got in the Observer this week?
Just you know, all the different stuff of a lot of stuff going on in UFC and WWE as far as, you know, Jerry Lawler and Lita and what happened there, you know, the inevitability in a lot of ways, all the different arguing over who's going to represent the fighters against the UFC, that which is going to end up being a huge news story as the year goes on. And what else? The Dana talking about 145-pound women division, Ronda returning. Ronda last night got a big endorsement deal with Pantene. She's going to be all over TV commercials again, and she was on Conan last night.
Well, actually, we got to head to a break, but I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. All of that in the new Observer, WrestlingObserver.com. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Do not have a poll, but Brandon here says, tell Mike Saxton is definitely worse. At least with Otunga, I laugh at how horrible he is. Saxton is just bad and boring.
I think Dave said it the best last night with Otunga. He's grown to be now just awkward, which...
Dude, Saxton, I don't know what Dave's talking about. He sucks.
I don't believe that. I think why I think Saxton is worse is because not only does he suck, and the fact that you look at it, it's like he should be a heel manager or something like that, but the fact that he sucks and he's there to be a schmuck to get set up for somebody playing him out or to be the butt end of the joke, which is very, very tiring on top of the fact that he sucks. Whereas Otunga, it's still, he's got some sort of like, no matter how minimal it is, at least a little bit of swagger and respectfulness to him.
Dude, he's horrible. I watch tag matches and all he can come up with is, this guy needs to get the hot tag. You don't say. He's been beaten on for 5 minutes. He needs to get the hot tag. I could get a fan out of the crowd that could give more insight than this guy needs to make the hot tag.
Okay, yeah, but
or the
hell,
old.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about when the guy.
Dude,
yes,
this guy has been on. Look, the shows
he's
that
horrible.
He has appeared on outside of WWE. Obviously, he's got a personality there. Again, I blame WWE more for this because one, he shouldn't be there because there's too many people there. Two, he's not a natural exactly for that job anyway. And three, my God, look at what they've done with everybody that's ever been in the position, with the exception recently of Corey Graves, I guess, who's been able to do it, and Renee Young, who doesn't count because she's not on paper doing play by play.
So everything you just said right there backs up my claim that he sucks at this job.
How long did you say Michael Cole sucked for?
He still sucks. Well, this person here says, Otunga is worse. At least Saxton was decent on NXT and served his purpose getting chastised by JBL when he was on Raw.
Alex Riley was decent on NXT.
Oh,
what does that say?
Do not even get me an Alex Riley.
You know you want to be an Alex Riley.
I like Saxton more than Otunga. At least Saxton has a character. Not a very good character, but it's something.
Raging Alex Riley. Yep. Miss Raging Alex Riley.
Dude, Raging Alex Riley was the worst character I've ever seen, and he ended up getting fired.
Yeah, I know, but it was
so
fun to see him get beat.
The character sucked.
It was fun to see him get beat. Admit it. You know you like
no,
seeing him
lose. No, I
didn't
want to see him on television at all.
Oh, see, I don't know. He had that thing for me. I didn't hate him that much where it was just like...
I didn't hate him. I didn't want to see him on TV. I thought it was lame. It was a grown man pretending to be an angry teenager. That's the worst kind of character you can have. Let's
yeah,
go
but
to the
look,
phones. You're on the air. You missed the joke.
Jim from Virginia?
Yes, Jim.
You're a joke.
I think where WWE has signed, or NXT, WWE has signed some more big indie girls. They've signed Heidi Lovelace and Evie from Pro Wrestling Eve to go along with Kimberly, who debuted on NXT last night against Ember Moon. Wasn't the greatest match in the world, but it was fair.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people being signed right now, and there's a lot of people that are going to be signed very soon. They're in
what's the deal? Deal with what's the deal with the now? Well, I read it. It says Kimberly signed to NXT contract, but then it says Heidi Lovelace is signed to a WWE contract. Don't they both have to go through NXT?
You don't have to go through NXT, dude. Look at the whole Cruiserweight Classic show. How many of those guys never stepped foot in NXT?
Yeah,
a lot of them.
Well, they said that Heidi would be reporting to the Performance Center.
Well, you report to the Performance Center, but that doesn't mean that you do NXT.
I got a question for you. Do you make Heidi Lovelace Sister Abigail?
There's a lot of women they could make Sister Abigail.
Oh, I wonder what they're going to do with her, because it's a good signing, period, no matter how you cut it.
Because Heidi can work with women or men. She's done it all. She's right.
Well, she's not going to be working with a lot of men in WWE.
Oh, speaking of that, talk about Lucha Underground last night. They still on the 60-star kick again.
Sweet. I can't wait.
Match with, they had PJ.
Please. Tell me David Otunga's doing commentary while you're at it.
she beat PJ Black last night. If she hadn't beat PJ Black, she would have never got another.
How many matches has PJ Black won since he's been there? He debuted with like three losses in a row, didn't he?
And what happened was now she gets a steel cage match with Johnny Mundo for the Lucha Underground title.
Oh, God.
Awesome.
I can't wait.
Y'all take it easy.
Any other good news, Jim? Thanks very much for the call.
Sexio Estrella. Did I say that right?
This person here says, Miz and Dean looked like they were wrestling underwater. Not a fan. That's Steve from BC.
Hey, they banged up from the pay-per-view match, you know?
Give me a break, dude. They were all banged up. This person says Otunga is Mike Adamley level bad.
Wow.
You know what?
I don't know.
You know what's funny about Mike Adamley is he really wasn't that bad, but he screwed up a couple of things, and the standards were a little bit higher back then, and so everybody got all over him. Now
no,
the standards are so low that David Otunga can go on TV and be absolutely useless. And now there's a narrative that, you know, he's not that bad. You know what? Ooh. You're right. For a fan out of the stands, he's not that bad.
Who, Otunga?
Yep.
Who is saying he's not that bad? Everybody is saying
Dave did last night.
He's saying
you brought that up, in fact.
He improved from the time he started to the point, again, of being awkward. Nobody's saying he should be there. Nobody's saying they should have more than a two-person booth. Nobody is saying that. But in relation to comparing him to Byron Saxton, I'll take Otunga.
I'll take Byron Saxton.
You would.
Byron Saxton's funny.
No, he's not.
I'm amused by him.
Oh, God. You're a bully, that's why, because that's what they do. They bully him. That's what he's there for, to be the butt end of a joke, to be a guy who is laughed at, demeaned, discouraged. My God, poor Byron. Now Byron's going to be raging one day. Then, see, that's what you've started. Raging Byron Saxton.
Both Saxton and Otunga suck, this person says. Otunga is only there because Dunn wants his wife to show up at some point.
And he's got huge arms.
This person says, Brian, is your dream commentary team Matt Stryker and David Otunga? That's a show I'd never watch.
But you know what? Yeah, we standards haven't changed, as Brian will sit here every single week and hype up David Crockett.
Yeah, David Crockett was awesome.
Oh, God.
You seriously, there's no way you've been watching it, because your mind would
be blown. I lived it, dude.
Yeah.
I lived
Mike,
it.
How? Listen.
Gordon Solie.
Mike,
Vince
listen
McMahon.
To me. Listen to me.
Yes.
If you lived through that era, he was horrible.
Yeah.
If you're living in this era and you go back, you realize, my God, this is the kind of guy we need on the show nowadays. Somebody who's a giant fan and gets into the matches. If I have to watch one
no,
more...
No, we don't. We have enough marks doing commentary,
Mike,
don't we?
You come on here and you cry about Raw and the pay-per-views and the announced team that is half asleep through all of these shows and act like they could not possibly care less what is going on. I'd love to have a guy who is so excited and yelling and screaming during the matches that you're sucked into them. Hey, listen.
Look at him, Tony. Look at him.
Yeah, look
at him.
Whip
him like a dog. Get him.
You want a poll about that? I'd be happy to.
Mm.
This person says, Raging Alex Riley was not worse than the Drifter. Yeah, they're equally horrible. This person says, I'm the guy, Brian, who texted in about the idea of Mickie James coming in to be revealed as Nikki Bella's attacker. I heard you briefly acknowledge the idea with Filthy Tom yesterday. Can I finally get some love for the idea? You know what's going to happen. I refuse to give love to this idea because this is. Let me bring up a name that's not in this company anymore. Alberto Del Rio.
Mm-hmm.
Alberto Del Rio was fired from WWE a couple years ago, and he went out on the independent scene, and he was a Robin Hood-style babyface. And he was so over. He was so popular. He was like the hottest act on the indie scene. One of them. So they bring him back to WWE, and his first match back is in Los Angeles against John Cena. He comes in. He gets a giant babyface reaction. And he goes in there, and he beats John Cena clean, and he wins his title. And the place goes crazy. Now, I watch this, and I think, you know what? This guy was so over on the indie scene. He was so over every single place that he went. He comes back. He's so over as a babyface. Hey, you know what? We may have a new potential top babyface here. So the very first thing they did was they turned him into a heel. And he floundered, and he floundered, and he floundered, and then they got rid of him again. They tried one babyface turn, and it was hideous. In fact, that may have been his first run, actually. I can't even remember. I don't even think they tried to turn him babyface the second time around. The point of this is, Mickie James came back in Toronto, and she faced Asuka. And she was over as a babyface. Everybody loved her. They cheered for her. She lost the match. She did the best babyface promo backstage. She's a natural babyface at 37 years old. And your idea is to have her come in as a heel? I refuse to endorse this. It's a bad idea. Have her come in as a babyface, for crying out loud.
Yeah, if you want to work to that, fine. But you know damn well, who is going to boo Mickie James? Even if you want them to, you got this problem now. Just that's one. If she comes out and there's a chorus of boos, of course, fine. But it's not going to be that way. Work it into a story that people can see coming and get into and invest in if you're going to do something like that. You know, I am proud of you yesterday during the Filthy Tom Lawler show for not complaining that the guy that squared up with the kangaroo should have used jiu-jitsu just to take him down instead of hitting him.
Well, clearly that wasn't going to work since the kangaroo was winning with a hold.
On the dog, the guy could have went in there and just taken him down quietly and just, you know, got the dog out of there. No, he hit him in the face. Sometimes
you need to hit him in the face. Give me a break. You only see people boxing kangaroos, but you see people wrestling bears. You never see people wrestling kangaroos, nor do you see people boxing bears.
I want to get Carl Stern on this.
I'll talk to him today.
We'll find out.
God rest his soul, but Dusty mispronouncing words and miscalling moves is way better than Otunga.
It's a bicycle, Tony. It's a bicycle.
This person says, Mike just wants Otunga and Saxton as a two-man announce team.
Oh, my God.
This person says, they botched Alberto Del Rio, and they will botch Mickey if they turn her heel. This person says, just following up on the idea about Mickey, I'd argue she would be perceived as a babyface for taking out Nikki Bella, who has flip-flopped 17 bazillion times over the years. If Nikki Bella was a heel, fine. But Nikki Bella is supposed to be the top babyface woman on the brand. So,
Carmella or Natty, who do you think it's going to be?
I don't know right now.
Because it really could be. It could be either one of them, and I guess...
After watching the show, I'm almost certain it's not going to be Natalya. But it should be Natalya. This person says, now that Joe has gotten his obligatory title rematch, is it more likely for him to be called up at the Royal Rumble? I think we're going to see Joe at the latest by the Royal Rumble. There have been plans of calling up the loser of the feud months and months ago, but then they decided, let's keep this feud going. Which they do all the time now, because I guess they've realized, particularly on Raw and SmackDown, we got a half roster. We got to keep these feuds going forever. This person says, Saxton is a total dork, but Otunga is worse. I feel like I lose brain cells listening to him. Well, that might explain all of this. This person here says, have you noticed all the talent tweeting basically identical messages congratulating Linda? Also, in an interview, she did not know what the minimum wage was. Why would she? She is neither made nor paid the minimum wage, probably ever in her adult life.
I wonder if that was... Well, see, it would be worse, though, if it was like Connecticut while she was running for Senate. I could see somebody trying to throw that up there, but I think that was a small one, and I don't think it matters.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running or a facility or a school or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. By the way, if you have Hulu, but not the WWE Network, you can watch 205 Live. It's on Hulu, along with NXT and the NXT TakeOver events. Not even a network exclusive. Go over there and watch it on Hulu. This person here says, okay, Nikki is, this guy's not giving up on this. Nikki is supposed to be the top babyface, but who are we kidding? She's not the top babyface. Bring out Mickey, she'll be the babyface. You and I know how the backwards the fans are these days. Look no further than how they responded to the participation award segment with Miz and Ziggler. People are not giving up on that. I don't think you understand. Maybe I can clear it up this way. Nikki is John Cena's girlfriend.
There it is.
She's the top babyface on the brand, and they're not going to switch that around for a while at least. And she's the star of Total Divas and Total Bellas, so she's got to be a babyface. And boy, Total Divas dying under a half million viewers.
Wait, when does the Paige stuff start?
It's already on.
Oh, is it? I don't know. I'm not watching it, but I'm wondering how they're going to play that.
Under a half million viewers last week, although I think it was up this week. Anyway, everybody, we're out of time. Carl Stern is going to be on the show over the next day or two, Figure Four Daily. I'll ask him about kangaroos and bears and the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Fame, so you can look forward to that. Brian and Vinny show tonight, NXT, Lucha Underground, Raw, and more, plus Granny. Lots of great stuff coming up for subscribers, so check it out. Thanks, Mike, as always. All the folks at Byline, callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.